Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
It ain't Mike Tomlin's fault T.J. Watt didn't get to the quarterback, though. Or Cam Hayward.
Right.
And I could criticize Nick Herbig. He's been a pleasant surprise.
Mm-hmm.
He probably deserves criticism because he didn't get there either. But
what
like
about Highsmith? Highsmith was...
He played more, too. Highsmith did.
The tight end sample, he's a receiving tight end. He was setting the edge on Highsmith multiple times in the run game.
You know what, man?
Multiple.
Well said. I am tired of hearing that Alex Highsmith is this antidote to all their run defense problems. He was bad. They ran away from Watton at Highsmith the first two games. They did it last night. I'm so happy you brought this up. I don't want to criticize Herbig because he's played really well and he didn't play as much as Highsmith. And he's also, by the way, not one of these elite, high-paid dudes like Watton, Hayward, and to a lesser extent, Alex Highsmith. Those guys cannot afford to be a no-show in a game against that offensive line. And it's not just that they didn't get to the quarterback. It's that they couldn't stop the run.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if you stop the run, you might win the game. If you get to the quarterback but are getting gashed in the run, you might win the game. They were bad in every facet of defensive football last night, and I can't put the pass rush stuff and the stopping the run stuff necessarily on the Steelers coaching staff. Those guys are paid to be great, and they weren't even close to good.
That's exactly where I've been at since the start of the show, since the game ended. That was the first question I asked myself, is this schematics, is this Mike Tomlin, or is this a player situation where you one-on-one can't win? And you know, there's blame to go everywhere, but I side more with, hey, you were asked to do one-on-one. You were asked to produce in one-on-one matchups, whether it was in the back end at corner or up front, and you didn't win. You got beat. You got whooped at times, too. So
it looked like the Bengals were going to run away with it.
Yeah. They honestly would have if Brown didn't drop that pass over the middle.
Mm-hmm.
The floodgates would have opened up even earlier.
And
that was early in the game.
Yoshivas dropped too early, too, that guy. Yoshivas. I love saying that name.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air. And we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.